We're not sure what facts you're getting from the D.C. and Baltimore media, but we'll set things straight for Frederick and surrounding counties. 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express on a great Monday morning. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. Greg Swatek in the studio. He is the... He is the sports writer for the Frederick News Post. We talk to him every Monday, talking about sports. And you know what? Hey, today's the day, Greg. Today's the day the monkey comes off the back for the Washington Capitals.
You think so?
I think so. I think that this is the year. I'm not going to say they're going to win the Stanley Cup, because I believe the Las Vegas Golden Knights are going to win the Stanley Cup.
And Tampa Bay, who had the best record in the Eastern Conference, they easily won their series too. So they await the winner.
Right.
So.
And the Capitals have had a problem with Tampa Bay throughout the year too.
Right. Yeah. But you think the Pittsburgh ghost is slayed?
So. I think so. I think it's tonight. I don't think it goes to Game 7. I think the Capitals are poised and ready to go. I think they've played in the best hockey they've played in a long time. In the playoffs, I should say.
What if it does go to Game 7? Are you in full freak-out mode?
We're in full freak-out mode.
Or do you maintain your confidence that this year is different?
I still maintain my confidence that this year is different. I said, because when they get down, it doesn't seem like it just rattles them. You know, it's like they continue to play. And I think... Barry Trott, right? That's the coach, right?
Right.
I think he deserves some credit for making that switch and putting Varina on the front line and taking Smith Pelly back.
Well, there's that move, and there's also the goaltender move too. With Grubauer started the playoffs, and he didn't go too well in the first two games against the Columbus Blue Jackets. They were down 0-2, and then he switched to Braden Holtby, and Holtby has been pretty darn good since he's been in there. I can't recall a really bad game that he's played since he's been in.
A little chip on his shoulder, maybe.
Right, and he's outplayed Matt Murray, the Penguins' goaltender, so far, and you could argue that's the difference in the series.
And yet again, it's still, I mean, let's put it in perspective. I mean, Pittsburgh is still a great team, and this has been a great
series. Yeah,
series. And everybody says the same thing. They've got to do something to make this further down the line.
Yeah, well, they have to redo their playoff format where the division members all play each other in those first two rounds of the playoffs. Right. If you're in the same division, you play. They sort of set it up like where it's by division, basically, it should be the old way where it's just seeded best record 1-8,
right?
And then that way you could avoid stuff like this off. Maybe not this year, because again, these weren't the two best teams, in the Eastern Conference this year. This would be more. I mean, this is the series for the TV networks. I mean, this is going to outdraw the Stanley Cup Finals probably, because you have Ovechkin, you have Crosby with all the star power, all the marquee names. These have been two of the marquee franchises over the last 5 to 10 years. So yeah, this is the series. You'd like to see it happen a little later. All the games have been close. I mean, I know the Caps won 6-3 the other night, but that was with two late empty net goals. Yeah. So that game could have gone either way for a long time if a shot is angled a little differently. I mean,
there have been some near misses on both sides.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I mean, in all of these games, if one or two things happens differently, we could be talking about a totally different series. Even game two that the Caps won 4-1. I mean, there was that controversial no goal for the Penguins that was called off. That could have changed that game. So it's been a fantastic series so far. And I have a feeling the Penguins will force it to game 7.
We're talking just about money, and that's all that's about.
Part of that is you're the Caps fan. I'm the Pens fan, so I'd like to see it happen.
I don't know why we let you on the air.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah,
so.
I don't either. So we'll go talk more sports coming up on the Morning News Express with Greg the Trader Swatek next. Studio, talking to Greg Swatek. We got about another 2 more minutes to kind of wrap up all the other sports. The Orioles, are horrible. They're just not a good baseball team.
Eight wins so far. Tied for the worst record in the majors. They've lost 6 in a row. I mean, they had an 0-for road trip on the West Coast. So It's either the pitching's not working for them or the hitting's not working for them. I mean, in some games, one or the other is working. Like, Alex Cobb wasn't terrible yesterday, but they had no, they didn't score anything. And they had a defensive error or two that helped the run score. And yeah, I mean, just, they are just having trouble figuring it out right now.
Well, I mean, how much more time do you give Buck Showalter?
Till the end of the year.
Oh, you think?
It's the last year of his contract. Excuse me, the last year of his contract. He's done enough good for the Orioles that I don't think they would embarrass him by firing him. So I'd say at the end of the year, maybe they part ways.
Okay. The Nationals seem to be doing pretty good, though. They're kind of getting it worked out.
They had another great start from Max Scherzer yesterday. Yep. 15 strikeouts, which was remarkable.
And six in the third inning.
Right. And they took him out, and then the bullpen sort of coughed up the lead. And then they needed a hit from Wilmer Defoe to win it there 5-4 over the Phillies yesterday.
Keys had a pretty good game against the Blue Rocks yesterday.
Yeah, they rallied too from a deficit. They were down 2-0. I think they scored two runs. And then Chris Clare, I think, had the game-winning hit. And they're headed home tonight. Jonathan Scope rehabbing with the Keys tonight. So you come out to the ballpark and see Mr. Scope play for them. I think it's his first time here since 2011 when they won the league championship.
And then Brandon Kline, I don't expect him to be around much longer.
You wouldn't think. I mean, he's pitched so well that maybe
couple relievers from the Keys have some really low ERAs.
Right. It depends on how many spots they have in Bowie for some of these guys. But Kline, you would think. They sent him here to see what he had after he recovered from his injury. He's proven himself, I think, and you would expect him to be called up sometime within the next couple of weeks for sure.
And finally, just kind of wrap it up. I mean, high school sports getting into the to the end of the year seasons with all the. I mean, we're lacrosse and baseball, softball,
tennis and track and field have their league championships this week. So, yeah, the playoffs, the regular season closes this week. The playoffs will be underway. And by the end of the month, high school sports will be over.
Yep. And you'll be earning your keep this week, right? You got a lot to cover.
Yeah, we do.
Yep. There you go. There he is at Greg Swatek @Greg_Swatek is where you'll find him online at Twitter. And that's about it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the other one's at Greg at FMP.
I mean, if you want to email me, it's gswatek@newspost.com.
There you go.
So feel free to reach out either way.
Yeah. We got a spotlight on local business coming up right after traffic, and we'll do that with Diana Gibson coming up next.